At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into the program. Hope that your day is starting off well. It's still a little warm, still a little muggy, but we really just got to get through today. And then tomorrow we'll have some storms in the morning with a cold front coming in. The temperature will go down a little bit, but the humidity will go down quite a bit. And then we should be in good shape for a few days. So those of us without air conditioning in our car, just going to get through it today. I don't know why I did a Joe Biden whisper there. It's not going to happen, folks. It's going to stay hot and humid. Anyway, so we've got a lot that we can discuss today. And of course, later on this morning, we're going to be joined by a special guest at in the 8 o'clock hour, right after the 8 o'clock news. We'll be joined by actor and comedian Patton Oswalt to talk about his upcoming show at the Vets in Providence this weekend. And we'll also have tickets to give away as well. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. And of course, we are still giving away Green Day Smashing Pumpkins and Rancid tickets. They're all on one show at Fenway Park on August 7th. So you can enter to win those at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. If you ask me, Tim, what was the question most people have asked you from the time you signed off yesterday until now? It would be any update on the kitten car driver, the person who was hitting kittens on South Main Street, may have been tossing kittens from the car, and no update at all on that. As I said yesterday, you know, the police, they don't really have much information. And they're asking anybody who has information to reach out to them. Sadly, unless, you know, somebody recorded it and or got a license plate number or something like that, it's going to be really hard for them to track down who might have done this. So anybody that has any information, please come forward and let them know. But yeah, the update on the kitten story is that there is no update. But I'm sure that the police chief, Chris Richmond, will let me know if anything does happen in that case, and we will let you know. One thing that did happen last night was some pretty big news, actually late afternoon, early evening. We've been talking quite a bit here on WBSM about the proposed business improvement district in downtown New Bedford. Chris McCarthy has done a great job covering this from top to bottom, having people on both sides of the issue come in and speak, including Marco Lemandry, the person who is behind the organization that's
trying to get the bid put together. Well, Marco Lemandri sent a letter to City Councilor Linda Morad, who chairs the council's finance committee, saying that the group New City America is withdrawing its petition to create a bid in downtown New Bedford. They were supposed to be part of a finance committee meeting on July 22nd to hear, you know, to come forward with more information. Basically, what happened was, and I'll try to give this in a nutshell, and if I get anything wrong, feel free to call in and correct me. But when this was proposed, I believe in February of this year, there were meetings with the finance committee. The committee said we'd like to hold off on making a decision because we want to look into some more information. That led to a meeting in April. And again, wanted more information because the first time was they had to gather all the signatures and everything of the certain threshold of businesses that would be part of it. Then when they came back in April, the council wanted to have more time to look into it. I think they met again in June, and then the July 22nd was supposed to be, you know, the date that they would come in and get an answer on this, or at least have some public input on it. However, New City America has withdrawn the petition, probably because when they came to the finance committee, and this is just my guess, this isn't anything that they've come out and said. Chris McCarthy might have more information when he comes on the air. But my guess would be that they thought that they had the right amount of signatures for the petition, but there was some question as to the legitimacy of their numbers, and not, you know, anything shady, but just more the fact of what percentage are we looking for? Is it percentages of businesses that would be part of the bid, or is it percentages of businesses overall? And the finance committee and Councilor Morad had questioned those numbers the last time they had gone before the committee. And now here they are supposedly going, you know, supposed to go in front of them in another week, and instead they're withdrawing the petition. So this is the second time in less than a decade that the idea of a business improvement district, which would have been something that would have collected an assessment from all the member businesses and used that money for things like sidewalk cleaning, beautification stuff, marketing. The opponents of it saw it as an added tax and worried about things like gentrification. But the proponents of it said, no, this is something that will help entice people to come down here, and it will in turn bring more business to you. But now it's being pulled. I can't imagine they'll come back a third time when it failed the first two times. And I guess they can say, well, did it fail if we decided to withdraw the petition? But if they thought it was going to succeed, they wouldn't have withdrawn. So you can read. We have the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, where you can not only read, you know, the summary of it, but you can read the letter that New City America and Marco Lemandri sent to Councilor Morad. And you can read the press release that Councilor Morad put out about the withdrawal. And she pointed out in the release, she thanked the members of New City America's executive board for their cooperation in working with members of the city council on this complex project. To the residents and business owners who have voiced their opinions at public meetings regarding this project, and the various City of New Bedford departments that have worked diligently to review the petition and supporting paperwork. So this is the process in action. And I think that this was an issue where the proponents of it, New City America, of course, you know, but also the businesses that were willing to sign on for this, looked at it as a good thing if they could get it to happen. But that it wasn't necessarily, you know, life or death for them. I think that the No Bid in New Bedford group were very, very worried about the mortality of their businesses if this had gone forward. But now, perhaps in the wake of this, there are other things to consider. You know, more support for the DNB group. Maybe some programs that the city can institute. But some things that whatever the goal was of the bid could still be achieved through more organic means. Because there were apparently business owners who felt like not enough was being done in those areas. What do you think? 508-996-0500. Is it a good thing that there will be no bid? Did you think that there should have been? Does it not affect you one way or the other? I think on the surface, anybody who goes downtown to do business wouldn't have really noticed anything different except for, you know, if these projects had come to fruition. But you might have felt an impact if some of your favorite businesses didn't stick around because of it. There were a lot of businesses downtown that had no bid in New Bedford signs. And there were a lot of people who were vehemently against it. Some business owners, some building owners, some just everyday citizens who were worried about what would become of the downtown. But I guess it's all settled now because the petition is withdrawn and there will be no bid in New Bedford. So as I said earlier, you know, Chris will probably have more on this later on today. I know he was working all of his sources on it last night and yesterday afternoon. But I'll take your phone calls, 508-996-0500, your app chat messages, your open line voicemails. I also saw, I have Channel 12 on here in the studio, and I saw just before the program began, Mayor Mitchell talking with Channel 12 News about the shooting that happened at Monty's Park on Sunday night. So the most recent one, the one in which three people were struck. And he was discussing, you know, putting more resources into that area, including cameras. So whatever cameras they may have down in that area already, they're looking to increase the amount of cameras down there as one measure. And I know people get freaked out when they find out that there are public safety cameras in the area. But if you've had six people and then three people shot within a week in the same spot, basically, I think any resident would say, yeah, well, I think we need to have cameras in that spot. I think we need to be able to get the license plate number, get the make and model, get the suspect identification. We need to do something. Because apparently, and this is assuming that they're all connected, but for someone to be so brazen as to shoot six people 1 week and then come back and shoot another three people, or, you know, if one side, if one was one side of an issue and the other was the other side, it's pretty brazen to go back and do it a week later, whether it was the same perpetrators or retaliation or what. I don't know about you, but if I went and shot six people and got away with it and then saw all the news coverage and heard statements like what Mayor Mitchell made and Councilor Gomes made, I would say I'm going to avoid that area. Because I would assume that there were cameras there now. I would assume that there were undercover detectives. I would assume that there were there was at least an increased police presence. And I'm sure a lot of those things were happening, and they did it anyway. So I think the residents there should feel better if they add more cameras in. 508-996-0500. And of course, tomorrow night is 50s night in downtown New Bedford. We will be down there. The WBSM table will be outside of Family Dollar on Purchase Street. So you can come on by and hang out with us. We'll be giving away some tickets. There'll be virtual tickets, so if you're the winner, just know we'll take your information and give it to Casey, and she'll follow up on it. But we'll be doing some giveaways. You can just come over and talk to us and say hi. We'll have some bottles of water if you get overheated. It should be a great time. You heard Scott Pemberton with us yesterday talking about all of the things you can expect. More cars than they've ever had. More of a footprint downtown than ever. More food trucks, more performances, including a performance by the cast of Nonsense. They're going to be doing, he said, two songs. And Nonsense is a very funny show. I can't remember if I saw Nonsense or Nonsense 2. But years ago, my sister's eighth grade class went to Washington, D.C. My class didn't go. We didn't have a class trip. But her class went. She's 3 years younger than me. Her class went, and I was a junior at the time. And I was in the AV department, and they were looking for somebody to go and film the trip from the AV department. So they asked me if I wanted to go. I got a free trip to Washington, D.C., and I had to film everything that was going on. And as part of that trip, we went to Ford's Theater to see either Nonsense or Nonsense 2. So I, whatever one it was that I saw, I know that it was absolutely hilarious. So you're in for a treat if they're going to be performing a couple of those songs tomorrow at 50s night. And of course, we'll have our music here beginning at 3 p.m. all the way until midnight. Nonstop 50s music with limited commercial interruption. Brought to you by our fine sponsors, Elite Auto Detailing, Market Basket, Leach Auto Body, Advanced Financial Group, and Empire Ford of Fall River and New Bedford. So I hope to see everybody out there. I am not going to be dancing, no matter what Lamone thinks. But I'll be down there hanging out and talking with everybody. Let me take a quick break, and we will be right back. All right, welcome back in. Let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Good morning, Kim.
How's it going?
Oh, fantastic. How about yourself?
Doing all right.
A start to another great day. Just two things. The kittens. Let's just hope that the public, somebody will see something on their Ring doorbell, because this is an animal that's doing this. And the other thing is this past week, I was down in the south end on Acushnet Avenue, right near that Monty Park, picking up a client, an elderly lady. And this was before the second shooting. She was horrified. The poor lady, she says that she lives across the street from the public housing, right across from the park.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling me that the neighbors are absolutely horrified. Their blinds are going down very early in the day. She's scared to death just to go outside. And the funny thing is when I'm driving up to pick this lady up, the police are parked there, and in that like courtyard that they have in the public housing area, there's a courtyard over there with like an outdoor like little roof, like almost like you could have like a barbecue outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a little pavilion type thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I tell you what, these guys, and I don't like to generalize things, but these guys that were outside in that courtyard doing jumping jacks, the pull-ups, the push-ups, the dips. I swore I was watching some type of a TV show that almost looked like a recording of inside of a jail.
And do you think this is, you know, something that they're doing to intimidate people, or?
Well, I mean, let's put it to you this way. When you see the, and again, I don't like to generalize because a facial tattoo doesn't mean a damn thing. But these guys got a lot of tattoos in some really interesting places, Tim. They're out there in their, I guess they call it that white beater, the white tank tops. And it's almost like I said, if you're off to the side watching it, it's almost like they're trying to send a message to somebody else. I don't know, but it just doesn't look good, Tim.
Oh, I hear you on that. I got to hold you there because it's time for Phil's news, but...
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, we'll take more of your calls at 508-996-0500. But right now, let's go to the newsroom with Phil Devitt.
Trump's running mate J.D. Vance gears up for his RNC speech tonight. Iran responds to accusations it planned to kill the former president. And who needs a doctor when you have TikTok?
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump's running mate J.D. Vance will headline tonight's speakers on day three of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The theme for the day is Make America Strong Once Again. Trump is expected to take the stage tomorrow evening when he officially accepts the GOP nomination for the 2024 race for the White House. Iran is rejecting U.S. accusations that it was plotting to kill former President Donald Trump. Mark Mayfield has more.
CNN reported on Tuesday that Trump had his security boosted weeks ago after U.S. authorities received intelligence about an alleged Iranian plot against him. Iran is now rejecting those accusations, calling them unsubstantiated and malicious. A foreign ministry spokesman says Iran strongly rejects any involvement in the recent armed attack against Trump. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The widow of the man who was killed at Trump's rally over the weekend says she has spoken to the former president. Corey Comparatore was killed in an assassination attempt on Trump's life. His wife, Helen, says she's exchanged words with Trump after the tragedy. She wrote, quote, "He was very kind and said he would continue to call me in the days and weeks ahead." The assassination attempt resulted in a bullet grazing Trump's ear, along with the death. The National Weather Service is confirming that nearly a dozen tornadoes hit parts of Illinois in Indiana Monday night. The extreme weather resulted in widespread damage. Authorities in northwest Indiana say a woman in her 40s was killed after a tree fell on her home. Twisters were even reported at Chicago's busy O'Hare and Midway airports. Kobe Bryant's father is dead at the age of 69. A former NBA player himself, Joe Bryant, suffered a massive stroke and passed away on Tuesday. The elder Bryant was nicknamed Jelly Bean during his years in the NBA. He was drafted by the Golden State Warriors in 1975 and played for the Philadelphia 76ers, San Diego Clippers, and Houston Rockets. And most of Gen Z uses TikTok to seek out health advice. The Zing Coach poll found that 56% of Gen Z looks on TikTok for wellness, diet, and fitness advice. Over a third said they use the app as their main form of health advice. Meanwhile, 14% said they get health advice from friends, 13% from Google, and 11% from qualified doctors or trainers. When asked why Gen Z chooses TikTok, 4 in 10 respondents said it's because it's free, and 22% said it's because it's quick.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the American League rallied to beat the National League 5-3 to win the MLB All-Star Game last night. Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran broke a tie in the bottom of the fifth with a two-run homer, and he was named Most Valuable Player. Boston returns from the break when it visits the Los Angeles Dodgers on Friday night.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
The countdown is on. Today is the last day of our heat advisory. It's going to last until 8 p.m. this evening, but make no bones about it. Between now and then, it is going to get awfully hot. Temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s this afternoon, feeling like the mid-90s, close to triple digits at times. Late tonight, a couple thunderstorms rumble through southern New England, and some of them could pack a punch with some gusty winds, so make sure you're staying weather aware. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Exactly that. And if you're going to have some good times, you know, tonight, tomorrow, maybe you want to have a little dinner on the grill before 50s night, or maybe you're going to save your grilling for the weekend when the weather's supposed to be perfect. Well, stop by the butcher shop in New Bedford and get everything that you need. Steaks like ribeyes. You can get tomahawk steaks. And I mean, tomahawk steaks. Huge. You can get Terrace Major. You can get sirloins. You can get every cut imaginable, as well as burgers, as well as chorizo, linguica, chicken breast, giant chicken wings, celebrity pork chops, all kinds of different meats, seafood too, lobster, fish, whatever you might want to grill up or cook up for the weekend, or, you know, for just a Wednesday night dinner. But what you're getting there is you're getting high quality cuts of meat cut the way that you want them. So when you walk in, you tell Joe or Eric, you say, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I want. You know, this person in my house likes thin cut. I like a nice thick cut. And then I need a few that I can put in the freezer. Like, whatever you need, they're going to set it up for you. They're going to cut it the way you want it, wrap it up the way you need it, and make sure that you have the best possible meal. They've also got all kinds of other things in the store. Everything that you might need to do your shopping. It's a real old school neighborhood market. And of course, their pre-made food is great. The stuff that they cook up every day, so you can just walk in and get a nice hot lunch. Let me tell you, some of the best casserole you'll have. The octopus, outstanding. And my favorite, Maria's rice pudding that she makes fresh all the time. So stop in the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and just take a look around. You know, the first time that I went there years ago was because I heard about it on WBSM. And I said, this is before I worked here. And I said, I got to go check that place out. So one day before I went in for a standard time shift, I walked around and took a look and just was blown away by all the great stuff that they have. Didn't buy anything because I was going to work. I didn't want to leave it in the fridge at work because I would have forgotten it and somebody else would have eaten it. But I was just thrown back to a time of when, you know, you used to go down to the corner market and get everything you needed, where they knew you, they knew exactly what it was that you liked, they had it ready and waiting for you. That's the Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. It's been run for over 40 years by the Pinaretta family, and they will make you part of their family. So stop by and give them a visit and get yourself something delicious. 508-996-0500. That is my number here. If you want to call in and chime in, you can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Jeff in Fall River says, good morning, Tim. There were roughly a dozen explosions last night in Fall River at 1 a.m. Would you or any listeners know anything about it? I don't think that these were fireworks. I can tell you, I don't know anything about it. I was asleep. I haven't seen anything about it. I do know that there were some power outages in the area because I woke up to text alerts from Eversource. And I know in most cases, the power came back on pretty quickly. So I don't know if maybe what you heard were, there could have been transformers blowing, but a dozen would have been quite a bit. But if anybody knows anything, you can give me a call, 508-996-0500, or send an app chat message. But we'll see if we can find out more about that. If it's two things that we know our audience is always interested in, what was that noise? And what was that in the sky? Whether it be a flash, whether it be a light, whether it be something. But we know those two things will always get people to, you know, want to know more. Was it last year that we had the mysterious horn sound? There's always some sort of mystery. And we have a lot of explosion sounds that happen. And unfortunately, we don't always get answers for what all of them are. But maybe somebody has some answers for this one. There's also a story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. If you, and really, I know we've kind of moved past the homepage era of the internet. Nobody really like has a homepage anymore that they open up their browser to. They kind of just open up a browser to whatever the last tab was that they were searching, at least in my experience. But if you have a homepage set up, you should make it WBSM. Because we always have new news for you, interesting stories for you to read. And we have one today that Ariel put up yesterday about a new scam tactic that's out there. And we're going to talk about some different scams today because there's been a couple that have been going on. But this one comes from the Dartmouth Police warning about a new way scammers are targeting people. It's a post about a missing and endangered child. And the information is never the same on it. It kind of customizes it for the area in which they're trying to get it shared. And once that photo is shared around, and, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people have shared it, then the original person that created it, the scammer, goes in and changes what's in that post And it might be, you know, trying to sell something or some sort of link to get you to click on something. But you thought you were sharing a missing child post and trying to help find a missing child. But instead, the scammer turned it into, you know, get these 30 pairs of sunglasses for just $25 link or something else that you click on so they can steal your identity. And these posts have been an issue for a while now. They're just changed, you know, in this particular warning from the police, they're just warning that they've changed what the messaging is using a missing and endangered child. They've done this before with, there was one a couple of years ago where they were saying that someone was robbed and stabbed and they were in the hospital fighting for their life and they're looking for these suspects. And when you, and it would say something like, you know, this Rochester mother was stabbed. But then you would find the same photo all over Facebook and it would, the name of the town would change, but none of the other information would change. Everybody would share the post out and then that link would change over into something else. So what I would warn you is if you see a post about a missing child or any missing person, I wouldn't share it until you confirm with the authorities that that person is missing. First of all, I know for a fact that people have put out missing pictures for people that didn't want to be found. There was a case where a woman was trying to get away from an abusive relationship, and that guy thought that he would be slick and put out photos that she was missing so that everybody would respond back. I saw her. She's down, you know, I saw her. She works at a coffee shop on Main Street. And then also sometimes, you know, people put that their kid is missing because their kid hasn't been home for 5 hours. And so everybody starts sharing this post when the kid just didn't answer the phone when the parent called because they didn't want to go home. So I'd always caution people, you know, before you start sharing missing people posts, check to see if the police have shared it first. And if they haven't, but you still want to help, call the police, you know, non-emergency line and ask them about it. Because there are just too many of these scams going around. 508-996-0500. That's not a scam. If you call that number, you will actually get through to me. I will not compromise your personal data because I won't really have it. And you can join in the conversation. Also, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But right now, I'm going to take my next break and we will be right back. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. If you want to call in, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you don't want to call in, but you still want to be heard. And later on this morning at 8 o'clock, right after the 8 o'clock news, we'll be joined by Patton Oswalt, who is one of the funniest people around, but also a true Renaissance man. We'll talk to him about his upcoming show at the Vets this weekend in Providence. And we will be giving away some tickets to that show as well. So you have the opportunity to actually go and see them. And they're doing a lot of comedy shows over at the Vets. So I saw Sarah Silverman is coming there. I might try to get over to that show. And then we've still got the Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid tickets to give away all this week as well. So just go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app, and you'll be able to enter to win. So there's a lot of great giveaways happening all this summer, and we got to thank Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven for sponsoring Tim's Tickets so that we can give away great things to you all summer long. And they're not going to stop. We've got tickets every week now through October. We keep getting more tickets to things, and we got to bump some other things down. And Casey's doing a great job of managing all of that to make sure that we've got something to give away each and every week. So if you don't win this time, don't worry. There's another contest next week. And other ones that'll just pop up here and there as well. And, of course, we're giving away some tickets at 50s night, too. So you can come on down there and you will be entered. Now, I will tell you, bring your mobile device, because in order to enter, you're going to have to show us that you have the WBSM app. In fact, we like to make it so that you go on the app and enter. So you want to make sure that you have the app if you come on down. If not, we can help you download it. We'll be there throughout the entirety of 50s night. We might, you know, we might leave a little bit early because I got to go to bed. But we'll be down there hanging out, playing some 50s music, and enjoying everybody in downtown New Bedford. Got to take my final break of this hour. We'll be back in a few moments. Well, I know where it stops for us. It stops for us in about a few seconds here because we're going to go into the news. ABC News first, and then Phil Devitt with your South Coast News. But then on the other side of it, it starts all over again. You can call in 508-996-0500. You can use app chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app to join in the conversation.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.